6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, also known as @Onkyobo on Twitter or X. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. It's episode 5, and we've got a stacked weekend ahead with NBA playoffs tipping off and a full board of soccer action across the top European leagues. We're ready to kick things off. Let's quickly look back before diving in. Yesterday, Friday the 18th, we had two NBA plays and we cashed both, going 2-0 for plus 1.82 units. That brings our weekly numbers to 3-4 in NBA, down 1.27 units, and 9-11 in soccer, down 3.61 units. So a net total of minus 4.88 units. Definitely not the strongest effort that we have been accustomed to these past 3 weeks, but with a loaded Saturday and an even more of a loaded slate on Sunday, we have plenty of action and opportunity to turn things around and cash in a potential fourth consecutive positive unit week. So with that being said, let's dive into the Saturday, April 19, 2025 full board. Let's start with the Serie A, Monza taking on Napoli, as this is my official free play in the Wager Pass article. In this game, I'm backing over 2.5 total goals at minus 125 on Fanatics. Napoli are still mathematically alive in the title chase and looked sharp in their last week's 3-1 victory over Empoli. Anguissa and Di Lorenzo return to the lineup, boosting their shape and health on both ends. They haven't won on the road in 5 straight. But Monza, who are already relegated and missing key players like Pessina and a winger in Keita Balde, could be the perfect opponent to break that trend. I see goals here, as I think Napoli will take the field to kind of bounce back, and a 3-0 score, potentially a 2-1 in which Monza contributes, while I do not expect, are likely here. Moving on, we start the day at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we'll have action going up until the end of the day with the NBA playoffs. So one of those games starting at 9:30 is Heidenheim taking on Bayern Munich. For this game, I'm taking Bayern Munich to win and over 2.5 total goals game parlay at minus 156 on DraftKings. Bayern Munich were bounced from the Champions League by Inter during the week and now can fully shift their focus back to the Bundesliga. Defensive absences remain a concern, but their attack is still loaded with quality players. Heidenheim are in a dogfight to avoid the drop and have failed to keep a clean sheet in their last seven games. Bayern Munich should win this outright, and I like the over given how Heidenheim has looked shaky in the back and overall the strength that Bayern Munich possesses, as they'll want to make a statement for their fans that even though they may be out of the Champions League, that they are still fully focused on the fight for the season. Another one of those 9:30 games comes again in Bundesliga. And that's the game of RB Leipzig taking on Holstein Kiel. In this match, I'm taking both teams to score at minus 160 on Fanatics. Leipzig are clinging to a Champions League spot and have improved under new coach, but they're missing a suspended playmaker in Xavi Simons. Whereas Holstein Kiel are bottom of the table, but weirdly consistent in front of the goal, as they've scored in all 14 road matches this season. And while I do think that RB Leipzig has the strength to get on the board as well as win this match, as Holstein Kiel has showed, they can definitely find the back of the net, and RB Leipzig's defense this season has been extremely poor. So I expect goals to come from both of these teams. We jump into the English Premier League, and this is also my time to kind of plug in the weekly English Premier League articles. So if you're listening to this podcast and, you know, you want another take on the English Premier League outside of perhaps a fantasy or a betting perspective, definitely check those articles out, as they will offer a little bit more of a different insight than what I'm looking for in this podcast, as we're focusing on betting angles here, whereas in the article, we're just looking at, you know, recapping the previous match week as well as providing a preview for the upcoming week. But with that being said, we'll kick things off with the English Premier League here as our next play. We'll have Brentford taking on Brighton. And for this match, I'll be taking two bets separately. I like both teams to score at minus 210. Not the great odds that we often chase, but I do think that both teams to score in this match is, Brentford versus Brighton. In this match, both teams to score looks like a certain bet, and the odds definitely reflect that with minus 210. But I'm also adding an over 2.5 total goals at minus 175 here from DraftKings as well. Both sides are built for open football. Brentford have avoided defeat in two straight London derbies and will want to cap that run with a win. Brighton were poor last time out but remain committed to their style. Neither side is particularly compact at the back. And with that being said, with both of these teams still fighting for some mid-table consistency, there should be chances on both ends. So backing both teams to score and the over seems like a smarter play to me than backing a side in this game in which, you know, both of these teams are coming off strong, inconsistent stretches. Moving on to another English Premier League game, we'll have Crystal Palace taking on Bournemouth. I'm backing both teams to score at minus 175 from Fanatics here. Crystal Palace just conceded 5 from both Manchester City and Newcastle. Their shape's been torn apart and they haven't necessarily looked as inspired. Even though they took a 2-0 lead last week against Manchester City, they could not protect that and ended up losing 5-2. So that's definitely a strong result for Crystal Palace, who have started the season out very poorly, then got back on track, especially in these couple of weeks. They've kind of been, you know, finding some consistency, but these last 2 weeks have not fared off very well for them. So Bournemouth, who've scored multiple goals in 4 of their last 6 games, will see an opportunity here against Palace. And they'll most certainly push and believe that, they are also capable of scoring plenty against this Crystal Palace defense that has truly struggled to get going. Bournemouth also, while they can score, they rarely keep clean sheets, especially on the road. So with all of these facts considered, this match, especially at minus 175 odds, seems like the perfect place for a both teams to score spot. Moving on, we'll have Everton taking on Manchester City. I'll be approaching this with this match with an interesting mindset. I'll be taking Manchester City money line at minus 105. And to be honest, even though, you know, Manchester City has been quite inconsistent this season, finding a Manchester City money line at minus 105 seems like a trap at first, and you know, it very well might be. However, you know, Manchester City is a team that has not only supported me in this betting journey for the past couple of years, but there's something about, you know, finding a Manchester City money line at minus 105 that is hard to resist, even though how strong Everton has been. So while I'm taking Manchester City money line at minus 105, I realize the risk associated with that. And Everton have been, you know, very strong draw specialists, even though they got the last minute win against Nottingham Forest last week. And so I do anticipate this match having a draw at some point. So I'll be taking first half draw at plus 120 from Fanatics. But I do still believe that Manchester City has it in them to pull away with the money line as well. And so I'll be combining both of those as separate plays. City pulled off a massive comeback win against Crystal Palace last week and should be riding that wave into Goodison. Kevin De Bruyne is in form. And, you know, he'll be looking to finish the season strong, especially considering that he's slated to leave next week. Even without Haaland, their attack has scored in bunches. Everton have also been tough under David Moyes, just one loss in their last 12. So I definitely see this game going to a 0-0 first half with potentially Manchester City pulling away with the win. Moving on, we have a battle of two inconsistent sides. On one end, we have West Ham, and on the other, we have Southampton, who are already relegated. In this match, I'm backing West Ham to win and over 1.5 total goals at minus 147 game parlay at DraftKings. West Ham are winless in 5, but face a Southampton side that's already relegated and visibly checked out. The Hammers need a result to stabilize their spot in this table. Even though they've been super inconsistent and have not been getting good results, they're safe thanks to, you know, the efforts of the teams below them. However, I expect them to get it done at home against a Southampton side that is already relegated. A 2-0, a 2-1 victory here would not surprise me, and it would cash the win as well as the goal combo. Moving on to the final English Premier League match of the day. This is the one that I'm most excited about as Aston Villa takes on Newcastle United. I'll be taking a game parlay here of both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at minus 132 on DraftKings. Aston Villa are coming off a draining midweek match against Paris Saint-Germain, but haven't lost at home in 18 straight matches. Newcastle are also flying high, scoring 3 per game during a 5-match win streak. I believe that this match is a perfect opportunity for goals, high stakes, and attacking styles. And with that being said, given the form that both of these teams have been in and their desires to return back into the Premier League for Aston Villa coming back from their European journey, and they'll want to finish the season off. So I'm writing both teams to score in the over in what should be hopefully one of our easier cashes of the day. Moving on to our final soccer play of the day, I'm looking at Barcelona versus Celta Vigo in La Liga. I'll take both teams to score and over 2.5 goals game parlay in this game again. Again, at minus 132 odds on DraftKings. So our last two soccer plays of the day will have the same bet place with the same exact odds as well. Celta Vigo have scored in 13 of their last 15 road games and took a point off Barcelona earlier in the season in which through a game that played out to a 2-2 draw. I still believe that Barcelona are super explosive at home, and they're, you know, even though they're coming off a loss to Dortmund during the midweek.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
They've made it into the next round of the Champions League. We can definitely expect to see some rotation. And so with that being said, with the Celta Vigo side, who has not been shy of scoring goals on the road, I expect at least both teams to score, and hopefully with one of them rising to the occasion and scoring another, to cash a both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals bet for us. Moving on, we have four plays for the start of the NBA playoffs. First game we'll look at is the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers. In this game, I'm taking Bucks +6 as underdogs. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been dominant lately, and the Bucks have won 3 of their last 4 against Indiana this year. Even though Damian Lillard is expected to sit and return for game 2, and even though the Milwaukee Bucks will be playing on the road, I still do believe that they will have the best player on the court. And given how Milwaukee Bucks have entered this playoffs on a very high note ending the regular season, I like Milwaukee's chances to at least keep it to a close and cagey affair in this first match. So as for my first NBA play of the day for the NBA playoffs, I'm backing the underdog. Moving on to the Clippers taking on the Nuggets. I'm once again backing the underdog here with at Clippers +2.5 at -110 on Fanatics. You know, Clippers came into the season with, you know, some thought, especially given that, you know, Paul George left for the Sixers, as well as, you know, Kawhi Leonard's status unknown until the start of the, and quite like the middle point of the season. But, you know, truly through James Harden, Norman Powell, and then increased effort in Ivica Zubac's play, the Clippers have earned a lot of respect and have made it to the playoffs once again. On the other hand, Denver Nuggets boast the best player in the league by far and, you know, have made it to the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season. The only difference here is that unlike the Nuggets, the Clippers have not fired their coach entering the playoffs, even though that change has resulted in three consecutive victories for the Nuggets heading into the playoffs. I do think that the Clippers have the strength and the team play to kind of make it a tough game for the Nuggets here. It's definitely a riskier play, a play that I'd say in this NBA slate for the day is looking like a little bit of a stretch, but I am happy taking the Clippers as underdogs here against Nuggets. I don't know, something about their cohesiveness, their defense, makes me believe that they have something in them for this game. Let's move on to the Detroit Pistons taking on the New York Knicks. The Pistons have been one of the league's best stories this season, and they've already beaten the New York Knicks three times this season. They push the pace, and the Knicks have struggled against top-tier offensive teams. With that being said, I'm liking the over 220.5 for this game at minus 110 on Fanatics. I do think that through Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns on New York's end have enough strength to push for the points. And on the Pistons' end, through Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duran, and, you know, Tobias Harris, the Pistons have shown throughout the season that they can indeed keep up with these strong teams. I like the number at +7. I think that the Knicks are going to win this game, but I do think that the Pistons can keep it within the spread. And with both of these teams boasting a quality of players, I do think that we can also see a game that goes to the over. Probably the one game that I'm a little bit hesitant about, but if I had to pick, these would be my two plays for this game. Let's wrap up Saturday's slate with the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Here, I'm backing the only favorite across the four NBA games today, and I'll be taking the Lakers at -4. Even though a part of me, you know, feels like the Timberwolves will make this a much tougher series than many are anticipating, especially with Luka Doncic being in LA. But at least for the first game, with the Lakers playing at home and boasting both LeBron and Luka, who will want to, you know, show the world that this team is indeed serious and that this midseason trade was worth it for the Lakers, you know, immediate future rather than, you know, thinking about the next couple of years. There are some, you know, question marks with the Timberwolves, especially with Julius Randle's previous playoff inconsistency. Before I back the Timberwolves in a game, even though I do think that they will make the series extremely difficult, I want to lean towards the Lakers taking the first game. So Lakers -4 at -110 on Fanatics is the play. So that's the full slate for Saturday. 16 official plays across 13 games and matches. Let's do a quick Sunday look ahead, rapid fire on April 20th. Some of the, you know, the matches, the games, as well as the bets that I'm looking at. Fulham versus Chelsea, I'm looking at both teams to score at -150. Ipswich versus Arsenal, I'm backing Arsenal to win and over 2.5 total goals at +10 on Fanatics. Manchester United versus Wolverhampton Wanderers, I'm backing both teams to score at -130. And I'm probably going to be waiting until the very last minute to take this, but I'll also be leaning towards a Wolves victory This might be a little bit controversial, especially given Manchester United's victory throughout the week, but that is exactly my reasoning. I do think that they will go towards some sort of rotation, and I do strongly believe that they have fully shifted their focus to the European competition, whereas the Wolves have fully shifted their focus to gaining some consistency within the Premier League. So I do think that they will provide a tricky test to Manchester United here, and they should have some plus odds for the money line in this game. Borussia Dortmund taking on Mönchengladbach is the next game. I'll be backing Borussia Dortmund to win and over 2.5 total goals at minus 141. That would be on DraftKings. Leicester versus Liverpool, I'd be taking the Liverpool minus 2.5 spread at plus 145 on DraftKings. Liverpool are only 2 wins away from clinching the Premier League title. And against the Leicester side, who only showed some life last week out of nowhere, Liverpool will make easy work. More so, they will want to make a statement. Next up, we go to the Serie A with Bologna taking on Inter. I'm looking at both teams to score at minus 115 on Fanatics here. Sampoli taking on Leverkusen. Leverkusen money line at minus 150. I would have expected a little bit better odds, but Florian Wirtz returns for Leverkusen there, which should hopefully help get the W against Sampoli, who will be playing without their captain and iconic figure in Jackson Irvine. Then we have a fiery Serie A match in Milan versus Atlanta. I'm looking at both teams to score at minus 200. Again, not very good odds and could very well be tricky. But then again, we have over 2.5 total goals at minus 160. So I'm definitely expecting a little bit of a line of a odd shift in the both teams to score. But I don't like a side bet in this Milan versus Atlanta game, but rather I'd lean on goals. Lastly, we'll finish the soccer slate for Sunday with Real Madrid taking on Athletic Bilbao. And in this match, I'm looking at both teams to score at minus 145 on Fanatics. To be honest, great odds for a game in which, again, I want to stay away from side betting. And I do think that both of these teams, both through their defensive vulnerabilities as well as their offensive strengths, has enough firepower to find the back of the net. We are also going to be having the Grizzlies taking on the Thunder, the Orlando Magic taking on the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat taking on the Cavs, and Golden State Warriors taking on the Rockets tomorrow. I do not have my picks for those games yet, but all of those will be published in both the Discord as well as in our Wager Pass article. So the soccer plays are what I have right now to be able to share as a Sunday look ahead, but definitely check the Wager Pass as well as the Discord once I get going with the NBA playoff plays for tomorrow as well. So that is all we have for the day. I want to give a super quick wrap up of what we have for Saturday, April 19, 2025, which is today. A full board, a full slate, our free play, Monza versus Napoli, over 2.5 total goals. Moving on, we have Bundesliga action, Heidenheim taking on Bayern Munich, Bayern Munich to win and over 2.5 total goals. RB Leipzig versus Holstein Kiel, both teams to score at minus 160. Jumping on to the English Premier League, Brentford versus Brighton, both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals separately. Crystal Palace versus Bournemouth, both teams to score at minus 175. Keeping the action in the English Premier League, Everton versus Manchester City, we're going interesting here. We're going with a first half draw at plus 120, but then backing Manchester City money line at minus 105. Keeping up the action in the English Premier League, West Ham versus Southampton. West Ham to win and over 1.5 total goals. Hopefully West Ham will be able to start turning their tide around here And the last Premier League match of the day, Aston Villa versus Newcastle. We are expecting goals, both teams to score, and over 2.5 goals, game parlay. And we're finishing off the soccer slate for the day with a Barcelona versus Celta Vigo. We're backing the same bet we're taking for Aston Villa versus Newcastle, both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals at minus 132 game parlay on DraftKings. We're finishing off the day with four NBA playoff games. Let's start the playoffs action. I'm highly excited for the NBA playoffs. We're backing three underdogs in Milwaukee Bucks, NBA Clippers. I'm so sorry. Milwaukee Bucks, Los Angeles Clippers, and Detroit Pistons. And we're backing the only favorite with Los Angeles Lakers at -4. That wraps up episode 5. Again, we've got a huge chance to turn the week around and build some momentum going into Sunday, as well as keep the action going on Sunday and finish the week off strong. Thank you, as always, for riding along. Good luck today, and I'll catch you next time on Today in Sports Betting. Take care.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.